Hello, my name is Jabril Lee. You have reached the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you? Are you calling to get the vaccination for the coronavirus?
So I am with the city of Hoover, and I am calling because today we open up a site here in the city for vaccinations. But we have a lot of our residents who are 75 and older who are saying that they do not have access to the internet to sign up online.
So Yes, ma'am. So that facility site, I know a lot of countries, counties are doing things different and having drive-throughs and walk-ins that we don't know anything about. Like I'm saying, I'm speaking to you from a different county right now. I'm in Montgomery.
Can I finish my question?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, again, I'm with the city of Hoover. I work in the mayor's office, so I'm not a resident. I'm not trying to find information out about the vaccine itself. What I'm trying to find out is when residents are calling us at the city and they are saying, I don't have access to the internet, but I want to get a vaccine. My question is, do you all at the state have a telephone number where they can call and get assistance that way as opposed to trying to find...
Yes, ma'am. I was just about to provide you with that phone number to call.
You didn't let me finish my question, though. So that's why I wanted to make sure you understood my question.
Yes, ma'am. I understood you. A lot of information we cannot provide or have a hold to because we don't get that information as well. Like I'm saying, this is just the hotline. This is not the health department. We're just helping them get registered. I can provide you with that number. This is the number for them to get registered over the phone. They will just ask them their county that they're in. That's just to get them to the nearest facility site. And they will ask them basic information, just first name, last name, phone number, and email for them to get contacted back, and their age.
Okay.
All right, that number is 855-566.
Mm-hmm.
533. Again, that number is 855.
Mm-hmm.
566.
Mm-hmm.
533. And I know you said some of them don't have access to the internet. So as far as email, they do not have to have an email. The email is optional when they do ask them that question. As long as they have a telephone number, then they're good.
So just so I can tell our folks here, so when they give them this number, they can sign up. When they call this number, will they end up being signed up or will they be given another number or location?
No, ma'am. That is the direct number. So after you sign up, you're not going to get a date or like an appointment date. You get what I'm saying? I know a lot of things are very unorganized right now with the news and the information dealing with the vaccination. They're not giving us the proper information. So I know I have a lot of customers that are worried a lot and have a lot of questions about this and that, but certain things they don't provide us with that I could tell you guys as far as like when you guys will be contacted back or like, hey, Ms. Jackson, this is the number that you need to be looking out for. It's going to call you for an appointment. They don't provide us with any of that. They only, like, tell you guys to just be alert by phone. But that is the correct number. They will not send you to another phone number. Just give that to them and have them call that number.
Okay. Wonderful. I will do. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.